WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Welcome to Ham on WTBR, the all-inclusive ham radio show for hams and non-hams alike. Be part of the show, contact us on www.facebook.com/HamJamTV. And now the hosts of the show, Peter and Jessica. Ham on.
And good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We have a full studio again today.
How do we manage that one?
I'm here, you're here.
Obviously.
Darlene's here, KD2KOW.
Good morning.
And our director is here.
Yes, yes, she is. Hi.
And you know, it's Wednesday morning. So guess what it's going to
do
this afternoon?
No, really, it's Wednesday morning. I thought it was Sunday.
No, Carol doesn't know this. For the past 2.5 years that we have done this show, 103 episodes or whatever it is, every Wednesday, no matter spring, summer, winter, or fall, it rains when we have to come to the studio.
Yes.
And again today, it's going to rain.
Possibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Listen to what the weather girl says. It's a possibility.
Yeah,
more
I know.
So
but
towards Albany.
Yeah, well, that's why we're in a marginal risk. Anyway.
But Mother Nature's concern goes, hey, it's Wednesday. Let's have some fun.
But Saturday.
Every freaking time.
Saturday was the 20th anniversary of September 11th, the attacks, the terrorist attacks. We did that. Yeah. We actually did a special show on Saturday to commemorate the 20th anniversary. What we didn't talk about is, you know, we've heard a lot of stories. There's actually a ham radio story that goes with the attacks of the World Trade Center. On top of the towers, not only did they have the spire up there that's sitting on top of the new building, but there was also TV station antennas, radio station antennas, and the NYPD and NYFD repeater antennas up on top of the World Trade Center towers.
Yeah, they did.
So when the towers came down, they lost those communications. Albany County Aries, in conjunction with New York City Aries, went down to Ground Zero, or as close to Ground Zero as they could get. And we brought portable towers, and we used ham radio. We shadowed the NYPD, shadowed NYFD. At this time, of course, it was the pile, as it was referred to a couple of days after the initial events of September 11th, went down with portable ham radio towers and ham radio communications, and we set up communications for NYPD and NYFD and everybody doing the search in the pile for survivors. And we kept those antennas and those communications there for quite a while until they were able to reestablish their communications. So even ham radio played a part in September 11th, 2001. And we could talk for the next hour about where everybody was. Darlene was at the doctor's. Jesse was in school at the time, and I was home and just kind of woke up when I got a phone call from my mother-in-law to turn on CNN. And by the time I turned on CNN, the first plane had hit the first tower, and they were talking about, oh, it was just a small plane crash into the towers.
Actually, Mom called you, and the second plane got hit.
No, she called me the first plane. She called me the first tower. On CNN, then the second plane hit the second tower. And
I was getting Jesse as the second plane hit.
Right, and I was already on that.
What we were watching by the time we got
was
home
replay.
Was the replay?
Right, what you were watching was the replay.
And it also called by the time
the tower collapsed.
Yeah,
Jess could tell you we were watching as the towers collapsed.
Yeah, and I was watching live and hear the second plane just dive into the World Trade Center, but. Yeah, amateur radio was there. You hear my little blurb that I play with Paul Harvey. Right. You know, they were there for a lot of this stuff, and they were there putting up towers, and they were there providing communications to the first responders that were trying to rescue and get people out of the rubble of the World Trade Center towers.
Because cell phone service was no and void. There was no cell phone, sir. You could not call in or call out.
The cell phone towers was on top of the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was up on top of that spire that now sits up on the new World Trade Center one. And the other ones were on the other tower where the observation deck was. The NYPD communications, NYFD communications, the cell phones, and that were all
and I believe
on that
and I believe some
tower.
Wi-Fi was out too.
Yeah, and the spire held what they call the spire is the television antennas for WPIX New York and a couple of the radio stations out there.
Yep.
And that's that kind of survived that 110-story fall that the towers made that registered, I think, 1.5 on the Richter scale.
I think it was a 2,
When the towers fell.
It was way much.
It was a 2.
It was way much higher. Dad was right. It was like a 5-something when it fell because it just earth-shattered everything because we went up to the mall, up to,
I believe it was a 3.
We went up to the plaza. And we watched, and they had it documented. You turn around, you said
they had, yeah, they actually had the Richter scale tape from it.
Well, are you confused?
They had an actual live Richter scale.
Are you confusing that with the Richter scale tape they had from the Northridge earthquake?
No.
That actually registered here?
No, that was the Twin Towers.
They
freaking
had the new one.
They had.
I don't think we've been up to the Twin. I don't think we've been up to the mall since the tragedy of September 11th.
They had the Northridge one.
They had the Northridge strip, and then they had the one that said World Trade Center.
Okay. Anyway.
September 11th.
Things that are going on is this Saturday we're having, hopefully, a VE session over at the Dower Square Community Room.
Yes,
253 Wacona Street in Pittsfield. And we also need a couple of VEs. So if you're a VE sitting in the wind, not doing anything and want to help us out, drop me an email, kd2jkv@gmail.com. We have 2 signed up. I signed one up this morning.
Yes, please get a hold.
Huh?
Yes, please get a hold of him and let him know that you can be a VE for the session.
Yes, and if you want to sign up for the session, it's $15. You have to get your FRN number because we don't take Social Security numbers anymore. Thank you, FCC, for making life more difficult.
They're like, thank you.
And
wonderful.
If you're upgrading, you need your CSCE or a copy of your license. The check-in is at, that's my wire, put my wire someplace. The check-in is at, my check-ins are at 12:30. the VE test is at 1 p.m. Yes,
what
dear.
Time do we have it for, the date?
September 18th, this Saturday. What? It's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you making Why are you making weird things? Saturday was the 11th. Mm-hmm. This Saturday is the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Seven days in between times.
This is what happens when mom does not have any soda in the morning. She cannot do math.
And Carol.
Actually, this is from lack of sleep.
And Carol had a special 911 dedicated show. I know your Berkshires. I don't know if it's still running.
It's going to be for another week.
It's still going to be running for another week. So if you go to PCTV, you go to Access Pittsfield. the video on demand. What's it called? Stairway. Two men met in a stairway.
Two men meet in a stairway, and one of the people is an ex-member of Civitan, a former member.
Okay, well, two people met in the stairway during the tragedy of 911, and one is a member of Civitan. An ex-member of Civitan. And you can catch that. Or you can catch it up on the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast.
I put it up on podcast as soon as I was aware that it was going, because I get the emails from Carol, and she clues me in on everything. So I went and fished it out of the VOD.
Someone's got to keep them busy.
It's up on the podcast. It's entitled 911 Show. To make it easier for people to figure out.
Yes, have to go ahead and keep it on their toes.
This show is on podcast. Oh, and Know Your Berkshires, the 26th this month.
It's a Thursday.
We always do it on a Thursday.
24th
or 26th.
It's the third Thursday of the month.
Whoever the third Thursday of the month is. Oh, the fourth Thursday of the month. I don't even know what I'm doing. Here. I'll sit there. You come over here. The fourth Thursday of the month. And we're going to have ServiceNet. So tune in. We'll record that on a Thursday. It will play on PCTV the following Monday. And as soon as I get it, it'll be up on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. My hair looks fabulous. Hi.
Good?
Yes, I was fixing myself over there.
You okay?
Over here. I'm looking like a freaking alpaca over here. I'm sorry.
It's only community TV. That's why you're on radio. No one can see you on radio. They can see you on the TV.
Yeah, they can see me on the TV, but
no one can see you on the radio. That's why we're radio stars instead of TV stars.
Yeah, let's just say I have a face for radio.
Yeah, so do I. So, what else we got going on? We need NCS for the Western Mass traffic net.
Yes.
Especially at one o'clock, because it seems like we're only down to 2 days at 1 o'clock, and it's Monday and Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Monday because I'm not around on Monday. And 4:30 on K1FFK, Mount Greylock repeater. And HHTN.
Aeon.
At 10 p.m. every day except Saturday.
Yes.
It's Echolink enabled. So today.
Today.
Today we have today. James back on, N1PZP, who I think this is his fourth time around. And he actually emailed me and said, can I be on your show again? So I love him getting emails from people saying, can we be on the show again?
Yeah, it's very
awesome.
And
he's going to talk about, he's got this little project he's working on because he's all about weather and he's gone weather nuts all of a sudden. So he's trying to get a DMR weather net together and he'll talk about all that.
Cool.
He'll talk about RII, what's up the latest with them. And, of course, he'll put his feedback in there for the ham exposition that was in Boxboro this past weekend.
Cool. Awesome.
So, yeah, definitely. I mean, I like to thank Tina and Connie over at Pittsfield Housing for giving us the venue for the VE session. All the future VE sessions, because it's a permanent spot for us now.
Yeah.
Yay, thank you, ladies.
Yeah, you managed to talk to them, and they say, no problem, be wonderful. And I just want to say thank you to the ladies, and you're awesome. Thank you so much.
So AB1OC also had his town hall meeting, but it's way too long to play on this show. It was an hour and a half.
Oh,
and I don't think I could suck another half hour of radio time out of WTBR.
No. I think you have enough.
I'm already at 3 hours of radio time now. plus the special show we did on Saturday.
Although it would keep you out of my hair.
Hey, you know what? You go back there. You knock on Matt's door and say, give him something to do to keep him out of my hair.
Hello.
Give him another hour of radio time. What?
Or you could go ahead and break it up into 30-minute intervals and do, like, part one, part
I could.
Two, and
you know, you're right. I could, and I...
And play it, like, every week.
And I could do that. You are absolutely correct.
And then have a discussion about that certain part, you know?
It's 90 minutes. Each one would be 30.
Yeah. So there
but
you go.
I went through it. He basically said... Outside of the Q&A that he had, he basically said everything that he said on this show.
Oh, okay.
So it would be more like a rehash of what he already went through on this show and what we went through, what he went through at Marsh's picnic a few weeks ago back in August. So other than the Q&A session, which...
That was a month ago.
Would probably be... I'm going home. Which would probably be...
No, you're not allowed to go home.
The highlight of this. Everything else was already put out here on the show. Everything's been put out on this show over 2 years.
Obviously.
I'm running out of subjects here.
Especially when Mom goes in and puts over the air how we had our Studio B put up.
Yeah, I also put out my Facebook page because I'd like to get a paranormal investigator.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
In here or on the phone or on Skype to talk to us because I think we got a show close to Halloween for this show. And actually do a Halloween special like we did last year. So I think the Halloween special was kind of cool last year.
It's pretty awesome.
And the guys we had canceled at the last minute. So
yeah.
If anybody knows a paranormal investigator here in Western Massachusetts, let me know. We can get a hold of them and get them on the show. So I want a nice Halloween show. What?
Don't whip me.
What?
And actually,
you've got 45 minutes. What?
I'm going there. And actually, if you go ahead and look up, I believe it's a history, the episode history. If you go ahead and look up Ghost Adventures, they've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
North Adams,
but they've been in Berkshire County.
Right, and I like to have them here to talk about
that. Good luck.
Why? Why? So I could stand there and drool while Hitler's here? You'd never get me out of the doggone place. I'd be standing there all wanting
because
to hang on to Zach Bagan because I'd be just going,
ugh. I can barely get
because
you out of the studio when this show is over.
Because it was Zach Bagan's, it was Aaron and Nick.
Yes.
From Ghost Adventures.
Yes. They are wonderful. They are the most incredible.
Yeah, they did. God, I can't think of it.
It was the
mansion, and it was
North Adams. Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was a tunnel, Hell, I believe it was Hell Tunnel, or something like that, in North Adams. I forget the actual name of it.
Yes, it was.
But yeah, they did the investigation of the mansion and the tunnel there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What?
I've lost control of the show.
You mentioned paranormal, and my brain went there, okay, buddy?
I lose control of the show over
you
here when you two are on.
You lose control of the show every time.
You're listening to Ham On at WTBR-FM.
Yes,
I'm
you
here.
Are.
Peter's here. Jesse's here.
Yes.
Darlene's here. KD2KOW, whatever your call sign is this week.
KD2KOW.
Yeah, that thing.
Where yours is KD2JKV.
Thank you. Carol's here, who learns more and more about this hobby every week, and we're going to have her take a test someday and see. She can just pass it on the stuff that she gets from this show.
I could pass it, except I have no filter.
Just pretend you're on broadcast FM.
No.
Well, I thought it was pretty amazing. Hi. You managed to go ahead today and talk with the lady from our research.
Veronica.
Veronica. And, wow, you managed to get another one. That's pretty good. Yay!
Yeah, I managed to push two things today.
She's a positive. She's going to take it and everything.
Yeah, she wanted a number for TBR because she wants to talk to Matt and Sean about getting another show on the air. She had a show when Connie was on Know Your Berkshires, remember?
Yeah.
And she was talking about the radio show she had here.
Okay.
It was a gospel
The person
show.
That did our research for PHA today was her partner when they did the radio show. Okay. So yeah. She's going to try Miss to. Veronica, she wants to get that back together.
And she was talking about it, and then she mentioned the fact that she would love to go ahead.
Yeah,
and
here's our sticking point. We have two people. Now let's step back in time, shall we? Wait a minute. Before you say
anything. We definitely need the VEs, guys. We managed to go ahead and get two of them. Please, if you love the little lady's plea and wanting, please help. Go ahead and give Katie to JKV a text, a call, and say, yes, you're going to do the VE, please. This is Star asking. I wouldn't ask, but please. Please, thank you.
Thank you. Can I talk now?
No.
Okay. I'll just sit here for the next 40 minutes. What was I going to say? I lost now. Oh, at the No Bar Cam Fest, we had four VEs, and nobody showed up.
I know.
And I have people that want to do
it. Now I have two people signed up, and I'm praying... before Saturday that VE step up to the plate and say...
And they don't have to go far.
They don't have to go far. I know Ron said he had something else going on, but hopefully... I know I got Will, and hopefully Will's buddy, that's two, but I need three. Because I can correct the technician test, but we have one that's taken as extra that took the first two at
field
day.
Well, it only means one thing. Study, boy.
Explain to me where I have all kinds of time to be studying. No. I'll wait.
Yeah, you can study when you're standing there going, shh, quiet. I'm battling. Shh, quiet.
No. That's my downtime.
Well.
Because I do research.
You can do it when you, between 1 o'clock. Do it between 1 a.m.
1:30 a.m.
And go into about 8 a.m. till 8 o'clock a.m. That way, no sleep and just dinner.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, while you're sleeping, you can study while
because,
you're sleeping.
Yeah, this may be an hour of radio on the air, but it's 3 days of research to do the stories. And then setting up, booking the people that come on, and then doing you know nobody wants you. Not a lot of people want to wake up at 9 a.m. in the morning and come on my show, so I have to tape these interviews with some of these people at different times.
Well, a lot of them are retired.
Then I got to do the research for the Beatles show, and get that all up to speed. That's 2 hours of radio every Monday. So, when I'm not on the air doing stuff, I'm off the air preparing for the shows on the air. And then once a month, I have to go play director at the PCTV studios for Carol's show. Yeah. I think she works harder than I do with two shows on the air, and she works harder for one show on the air. So, we're never going to get this in if we don't do this. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the break, and then we'll have N1 PZP here, who's going to talk about a whole array of things.
You're listening to Ham On and WTBR.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
This is the Goodwill Industries of the Berkshires and Southern Vermont. Our mission is to help our community members with barriers to employment, attain independence and self-sufficiency, gain confidence, and enhance quality of life, all through vocational, educational work, training, and support services. You can contact Goodwill at 413-442-0061 or go to our website at www.goodwill-berkshires.com.
This is Joe Walsh. One thing I do when I'm not playing rock and roll is get on the air as an amateur radio operator. Also called ham radio, is a communication service provided by ordinary people just like you and me. We have a national emergency communication system in place 24/7, 365. Find out more about amateur radio at ARRL.org/whatisham radio. See you on the air.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And we are back here on Ham on the WTBR FM. The first time I ever had a guest that requested to come back onto the show. And like I told you earlier in the show, we have James, N1PZP. I'm not even going to try the last thing because I hack it every day I do it. Who's been on 4, 5, 6, 12 times. Got a, who knows how long he's been on. You can talk. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you? Yes, I think this is my fourth time. I think I'm only one of two people to be on four times. So thank you very much. That's I take that as an honor. I really do. Congratulations on your 100th show.
Yeah, you are show number 102, so we're making progress. First thing I want to say is, hey, I saw you at Marsh's picnic a few weeks ago, like the first time we ever met live and in person and not just talk on the radio.
It was great to meet you and Jessica and your wife. Your wife showed me great pictures of the two of you and all kinds of stuff. It's and told me a cute story. You guys have a cute story.
So. Yeah, that's not fit for air.
that's why I stopped.
So.
Yes, you got to see me throw him under the bus in public.
In person, that was worth the price of admission, Jessica.
I'm sure it was. So, all right. The first thing we want to talk about is you have a project in the works. And I know we've talked about it off air and we've talked about it on the radio. So why don't you tell us what the project is here on FM radio, on broadcast FM?
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity, Peter. I have been a weather nerd for many, many years, going all the way back to the blizzard of 78. I was 7 years old. And I was driving my mother crazy, asking her all kinds of weather questions, to which she did not have the answer and was getting quite frustrated, and finally told me to go away and read about the weather, and which I did, and actually took it one step further. I wrote a letter to my local TV station, to the weather person, and I actually got a letter back, and that was the beginning of my weather craziness, which I've taken all the way till now. And with the weather that we've had this year, and it seems like every year we get the weather gets crazier and crazier. Case in point, we're already up to, I think, our 13th named storm, and usually that doesn't happen until the end of October, and here we are the beginning of September and we've already reached our 13th named major storm in the tropics. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, this is New England, we don't get major storms. I would not want to be living in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and New Jersey over the last few months, because even though by the time it gets to us, it's certainly not a hurricane anymore, 13 inches of rain in one day is definitely something to talk about and something to definitely be worried about. I think the death toll now is up to 20 or 25 or maybe even 30 in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area from the last storm. So it does happen here. It certainly doesn't happen to the extent that Florida and New Orleans and Texas and stuff, and they get. But I'm starting to think that maybe our time is not too far away. And the old infamous quote, not if, but when. Something is brewing. And New England is going to get something here at some point. I've studied it over the years and spend lots of time studying it and really enjoy it. And I figured what better way to bring more awareness of weather to the New England area than to have a New England wide sky-worn weather net. All of our clubs or many clubs have their little gathering or whatever. But this way we could impact way more people. So I approached some people, and I was approached by some people, and we're pretty darn close to making this happen. I know you can't please everybody, so we might leave some people out, which is not good, and I'm trying to figure out how to include everybody. So we're just about ready to put this together.
All right, before you put this together, my wife, who's another weather nerd, thank you, has an update, actually, about the storm. So I'm going to let her tell you the update.
James, in total, honey, with all the states that were affected, 68 deaths in total.
Yeah, that's... I missed the update then. Thank you for that. Even one is too many, as we all know.
And unfortunately, the smallest one was a two-year-old.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Let's see. So you're setting up something on DMR for I guess a sky-worn thingy, a weather thingy. Can you go into detail about that, and then we'll get to other stuff.
All the National Weather Service offices stay in communication with each other. And when the New England DMR NEDCN system was set up, they realized that by creating a sky-worn channel, they could talk to each other a lot easier than other previous means. And they've made that a priority channel on all NEDCN talk groups. So anybody who is a member of the NEDCN system has sky-worn as their priority channel. Unfortunately, not everybody is a part of the NEDCN system, and what we're trying to do now is figure out how we can include other people into this that may not be a part of the NEDCN system.
Yeah, because you know we've talked off-air about this, and there's a lot of people that could benefit from this, but they can't. You know, they don't know how to get on the NEDCN system, mainly because, especially here in Pittsfield, we have no DMR repeater, so everything goes through hotspots and usually on the Brandmeister network. Do you have? I mean, I'm sure people can switch over their settings and have another setting for NEDCN. Do you have the information for people that can and want to switch their settings over for this?
That I don't have. I'm not the most technical person. Unfortunately, I'm what you call a community organizer. I'm a huge cheerleader for amateur radio, and I'll go out and I'll knock on people's doors if I have to get an issue out and about. Unfortunately, I'm not the most technical person, so I don't know how to handle this.
All right. So the main purpose of this is what? Is this, you know, like a training thing, like the Skywarn trainings that they go through? Or is this something like, you know, they have a VOIP on Echolink for the hurricane net that comes off HF? Is this something that this is something that you can implement, you know, during storms that are coming up the coast, and there's probably going to be one or two more left here in hurricane season that are coming up the coast. Is there a way that you guys can just deploy and implement like the Hurricane Watch Net on HF?
This is going to serve for two purposes. Primarily, this will be it's either going to be a weekly or a biweekly. We haven't decided that yet either. But this is basically going to be a get-together each week or biweekly. And there'll be time for each station to give a brief report. There'll be a question and answer time. From time to time, we will have representatives from the National Weather Service. I'm close friends with Rob Macedo, who's been on your show. KD1CY, I think, is his call. And I'm also close friends with Tim Watson, KB1HNZ, who both work at National Weather Service offices. So from time to time, they will join us. If they can't join us, I will give a presentation. So it'll be about 15 minutes of station reporting and about 15 minutes of somebody talking about some aspect of the weather and a brief 5-minute question and answer period. So at the most, the net should probably be no longer than a half hour unless we really get into some good discussion and stuff. This will also get us better ready to go in case there is an emergency. I am a night owl, as you know, but here I am for your show because I love your show and love talking ham radio. So usually I don't go to bed till about 3 o'clock in the morning, and so what I've done is on the Skywarn channel every night I make myself available to any station that has any kind of an emergency. Whether it's a weather emergency, whether it's a car accident, whether it's whatever, because this Skywarn and the DMR has such great coverage, there might not be somebody on your local repeater, and you might not be able to get anybody. I monitor this Skywarn channel as a service, because I enjoy doing this kind of stuff. Being a retired firefighter, it's just in me, I guess, that I want to help. And speaking of being a retired firefighter, it's hard to believe that 9/11 now is 20 years old. The event that will live forever in our country. So I hope everybody took a moment to reflect sometime about that event.
Yeah, and not to, didn't want to blow my own horn, but on Saturday, on 9/11, on Saturday, actually at 10 a.m., we actually, Beatles Forever and Ham On actually did a musical tribute to the events of the terrorist attacks on 9/11. So it was a pretty good hour of radio. But let's get back to the problem at hand. What about, now here's a suggestion, and I didn't really talk to you much about this. I don't want to throw you under the bus or put you on the spot. But we both are good friends with Joe W1HAI, who's the net manager for HHTN.
Come to my rescue before she came to yours.
What, excuse me?
About throwing me under the bus, Jessica would rescue me before she rescued you.
Yeah, it's probably true.
By blood, actually, I have to go ahead and rescue Dad, so I'm sorry, James.
Okay.
Have you actually listened to this show in the past 100 episodes? She throws me under the bus every week.
I know.
So my thought plan on putting this out, because what you're really talking about is that, this is an Eastern Mass thing, so I have to kind of put out here for my Western Mass people, especially since, this station broadcasts to Western Mass, about approaching Joe. I know you did this a couple of weeks ago after the HHTN net, and I think it was pretty well. I know the Western Mass people would probably jump on board with this because we don't have a lot of Skywarn training. I think the last Skywarn training we had, I put on. I was able to get the National Weather Service there, and we did some stuff. But how about putting, not only having the net on your DMR talk group, but on the HHTN after the heavy hitters traffic net?
So are you saying have a separate net or with after the HHDN, or are you saying, because I don't know if you can, I don't know if there's a way that you can add analog repeaters to a, see, I'm not a technical person.
No. You have a separate net, because what we do out here in Western Mass, okay, we have a, what we call the Western Mass Emergency Net. We have that at 9 a.m. on K1FFK. The HF side has it at 8:30 on Sunday, you know, on the HF side on, what, 3.978 or whatever it is. And we have it on K1FFK immediately following that net. So my thought process being for the Western Mass end of this and the New York end of this that we reach is that you do your – you kind of schedule your DMR net. And then right after your DMR net, if we could get Joe and W1TTT to leave the Echolinks up, you could do that on HHTN side.
Okay, now I got you. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Actually, you can never have too many nets, I guess. So we could pick a night, and after the HHTN, and usually we've been ending at about a half hour, 20 minutes anyways, so the links are up till 11. That's a great idea. I'm up for it. If you're up for it, I'm sure Joe would, and Joe's probably listening right now and probably saying, great idea, guys. So I guess all it requires is talking to Joe and Dave and seeing if it's okay. Great idea. I'm all for it.
Yeah, because, you know, I looked into it after we actually talked off air about this, and it looks like it would be fairly, well, not fairly difficult, but a little difficult to bridge your NEDN network to Brandmeister. And I think the easiest way is just do your DMR net, get your East Mass reports and whatever. And then if they want to report again over on the HHTN side, and then you'll get the Western Mass stuff. And I think it would be good because, you know, with us here on K1FFK, we get into just off the repeater itself, New York, Connecticut, and Eastern New York. And I know some of the people there in Eastern New York because W1BOX handles you or handles Eastern Mass. National Weather Service in Albany handles here in West Mass. So we could kind of coordinate with the National Weather Service in Albany as well.
Yeah, and actually, I'm sure you know this. Most of our storms that we get in New Hampshire or Eastern Mass, you guys have gotten them before us. So it just seems to be that way 9 times out of 10. So being able to work with you guys is a great asset, because you guys can give us, you know, actual reports as to what might be coming our way. So I'm all for the East-West connection, definitely.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but on our weather radios, especially mine here, not only do I get the reports, you know, the emergency reports from NWS Albany, but W1BOX comes in as well. So anything, once they pass Pittsfield and they start heading east, we get those reports from Hampshire County and Worcester and stuff like that. So we're kind of in the middle between the two weather services.
And you do a great job, because you always put stuff on your Facebook page of the NWS reports. So you're very good about doing that.
Yeah, I get them. Actually, I get them from FEMA. I got a FEMA app on my phone that sends me all the NWS advisories, warnings. So, yeah, I post them for people who don't have access. So tell us, you know, break it down to us what this whole Skywarn thing you want to do. What do you want to accomplish? What's your end game with this?
I just want to promote the awareness of the Skywarn program and get everybody as up to date as possible on weather, and have a great teamwork and a great team ready to go, so that when our weather disaster comes, we're ready.
Cool. So let's shift gears here. RRI, we're hearing a lot of movement, and we know you're one of the big wigs there at RRI, kind of. What's all new and different with RRI?
Radio Relay International, yes. I've been on the board for, I think, 4 or 5 years now, and serve as the national statistician. I won't get into the old news, but we never really wanted to replace the NTS system, and we never really wanted it to be an ugly thing. We just wanted to make sure that traffic kept going. And I think it's safe to say that RRI operators probably handle about 90% of the traffic. And we just kept reaching out, hoping that everything would come back around, which it finally has. And you won't see as much of it on the local nets, but now the larger scale nets, your IAN and your TNN or TCN, I forget what it's called off the top of my head. My disability here with my memory is getting worse, unfortunately, but I'm plugging along. Anyways, with your larger nets, you'll now see a reunification again of members, so that you don't have to have two separate Eastern nets, which was making it tough because it was causing shortages in staffs and lots of people to have to wear many hats. So now that we're all back together again, the traffic system will thrive again, which is a good thing. A divided ship has a harder chance of floating than a ship that's unified.
Which braces my next question. I don't know if you get the emails that I get, but I get a lot of emails, especially because I mentioned RRI and the things that they're doing on this show. And I get a lot of emails that people think that this is going to cause even more of a division, because we already have a division in ham and radio between digital and, you know, analog and HF stuff. And I've gotten emails to say, well, you know, this is what we feel in our opinions, that this is going to cause more of a rift to try to get traffic takers, because now we don't know which side to go on. Do you get emails like that, and what's your answer to that?
I don't think I've seen one of those, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think because we all were a team once before, and I think we're all going to do much better together than we would have ever done apart. I think more traffic is being passed by Winlink and by digital modes than by voice. But that's just my guess. I might be wrong on that.
So hopefully you're right. So let's move on. Let's see. We're eating time here. You were at Marsh's Picnic, and I know I came in late because the person who brought us drove like grandma, but that's beside the point. Anything good happened at Marsh's Picnic before the main star of the night arrived? Me. Hi. Anything good happened that I missed?
Marsh's Picnic was great. At Ham Expo this weekend, this past weekend on the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, there was another NTS meet and greet session hosted by KW1U, which was great. That Ham Expo was a lot of fun. It's New England's second largest ham fest. There's also Nearfest coming up, of course, October 15th and 16th. And then, of course, the East Coast's best ham fest is the Orlando Hamcation, which will be February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Someone that we know is lucky enough to already be in Florida, so, of course, we never miss it. The food was great at Marsh's party. I'm sure you got some of that when you got there. There was a great presentation by two of the three candidates. that are running for New England Division Director. And if I might go off about that, this is very, very, very important. Very sad that in the last New England Division Director election, only about 25% of the New England Hams actually voted. I can't wrap my head around why people don't exercise their privilege. It happens in national elections. It happens in state elections. But here's your chance to take advantage of something. The winner in the last election only won by 40 some odd votes, and now with three candidates, every single vote counts. Please, I can't say this enough. I can't say it loud enough. Please vote. So each one of those two candidates present, Tom Frenay and Fred Kemmerer, both gave great presentations. Both have great ideas and stuff. Only one of them can win. And to the guy who does win, it ain't going to be an easy job. But to the guy who does win, and if it's who I hope it is, I think a lot of great things are going to come from him. I'll leave it at that. That way I don't lean in any one direction. How's that? I'll stay politically correct.
Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know I don't sugarcoat anything about ham radio on this show. And I've gotten criticized for that. But if you listen to the past shows, and I can go on for the next 20 minutes about why the voting levels were so low. And I think if you think about it and what we've talked about and what I've talked about on the show, you'll realize why the voting levels are so low. Here, like I've said this on the show, I've said this everywhere that they allow me to talk. Western Mass is the black hole. And when you're the only one that takes traffic, and you're the only one that delivers traffic, and you're the only one that keeps the nets going. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but our Cycle 1 net, Western Mass Traffic Net, is really down to 2 days now, Monday and Friday, because everybody, you know, we got some people that can't get on for various reasons. The only saving grace is that James does most of my days on Cycle 2, which is keeping the Cycle 2 net alive, so we got to give you props for that. But, you know, there was a time when I could staff both nets and I had people waiting in the wings. Now, you know, you're it as far as Cycle 2 goes. And like I said, 2 days on Cycle 1 from 5 days. So we could talk a lot about what's going on here. Ham Exposition's coming up. And, I'll put you on the spot. I know you're going to Florida soon because you never take me with you. But, hint, big hint. Any plans on calling in to this show from Florida and giving us updates on your exploits to the 10 or 1500 ham fests you go on down there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always like keeping in touch with my New England friends. And you've done a great job resurrecting Western Mass and putting Western Mass on the map. Unfortunately, there needs to be more of you. And I think the whole ham radio as a whole needs a serious jumpstart. We've gotten really into a lull. Even at the top of the organization, you look at, we've had five different ARRL directors in the last 5 years. Very hard for an organization to excel or, go crazy and flourish when you're changing the director every 5 years. The ARRL needs a huge jumpstart, as well as a lot of local clubs and the such. And hopefully it's going to happen soon. But yeah, we won't be down in Florida until December. They've unfortunately taken a little bit of hit on their ham fests. They haven't been like they have been. Case in point was Huntsville, Alabama, which I think is the third largest ham fest in the country. A lot of the commercial vendors pulled out of that.
We'll see. We'll have to see what happens. But yeah, Orlando suffered the last couple of years, and they're really ready to go for this year. It'll be the ARRL National Convention as well at the Orlando site.
So you're listening to, I didn't put this out in a while, you're listening to Ham On and WTBR-FM. With us on the phone is James N1PZP, and this time went quick. So a last couple of minutes left for you. Any things you want to put out, any things you want to make mention to, any websites you want to draw people to? You got about 2.5 minutes.
Well, of course, Radio Relay International, you can find that on Google. We all we do is focus on traffic handling. There's no charge to become a member. In fact, we call, and we don't even use the term member, we call ourselves operators. So, and we have a quarterly newsletter called Q&I. But I'd like to brag about something that I'm doing here in my shack. I'm trying to have a museum / library of amateur radio publications. I'm quite proud of myself. I've gotten almost 50 handbooks from the ARRL, as well as about 1,500 PDFs and other books and stuff, and QST magazines that I'm in the process of converting to RTFs in case the for some reason I need to access something and there is no internet. So if anybody has old magazines, old books about ham radio that they don't want, don't throw them away. Please don't throw them away. I'll pay for the shipping if you want to get rid of them. But I'm trying to keep ham radio going. I'm a young guy. I'm 50. And if you look around, a lot of the hams are 70, 75, 80. And if we don't do something to get younger people into the hobby and keeping the hobby going, we might not have ham radio. So I'm trying to do everything I can to collect as many books and magazines and amateur radio material as possible to try to keep this going and someday pass this on to somebody else. So always looking for donations to my museum / library up here in the Granite State. Peter, thanks very much. Always fun talking to you, being on your show. Always fun listening to the show. Keep up the great work. And cheers to another. I'm surprised you didn't play Happy Birthday by the Beatles instead of Queen's We Will Rock You. But that was a good choice just the same. So to Jessica and Darlene and to yourself, 7-3. And we'll see you on the nets or down the log.
Okay. Whew, that was close. We have about a minute before we have to get out of here. Wow, that was James N1PZP. Thanks for being here, James. You're a great guest as always.
Thank you, sir.
Really quick, Western Mass Traffic Net, 1 and 4:30 p.m., K1FFK Mount Greylock. VE session, need VEs and people to sign up. Get a hold of me for either kd2jkv@gmail.com. Darlene, always a pleasure to have you. Jessica, as always, and our director
always.
Here who keeps
always.
Looking at her watch going, I hope he doesn't run over time because she's like right down to the time now. So we're out of here.
Peace, everybody.
73s, guys.
Drive safe.
Take
care. We have about 4 minutes, but still.